phone calls about whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You, of course, can bring up anything. The show will proceed as it always does with Ian here.
And Mark.
And your phone calls. Again, 800-259-9231. I'm going to call or start things out with a special call here tonight. Brooke Kelly is with us on the line. Hello, Brooke. Are you there?
What's up?
Hey, Brooke, you're calling from New Hampshire tonight, and I was pretty excited to see this weekend that you had posted to your Facebook account that you were officially making the move from your former home in New Orleans up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
I am. It's true. Y'all finally got me. I can't believe it. It just sounds weird just saying that I'm moving here.
It sounds weird, and you're already here. I mean, how much stuff do you have to bring up? What's your point? At what point are you at in your moving process?
Well, I got a one-way ticket up here, and I just wanted to spend some time. This is my first extended stay here, and I just fell in love. I didn't know that. I didn't mean to search around as if I was looking to move somewhere, but that just seems to be what's happened, and so now I'm going to go back and get all my stuff at the end of the month. So I guess I'll start paying rent. It'll be official in October. But I can't believe I'm going to live here in the winter. This is crazy how cold it gets here.
It does get cold.
It does get cold.
Luckily, we've got heated cars and heated homes, and there are ways to manage that sort of thing. And you know, I think what's most interesting about what you've said here, and this is from your Facebook profile, where you said initially you didn't feel very welcome here in New Hampshire, but then you realized something. What changed for you? Why did you feel that way initially, and then what did you come to realize?
Well, I kind of just got the feeling that everybody wanted me to move here just so they can get more numbers. And, you know, it wasn't a bad thing. It's just that no one really reached out to me in particular. And I didn't really have, like, what I felt like was a good friend here. I always came here and hung out with friends from all over the country. So, I don't know, when I came to visit, things just started to click. And, I mean, I realized that it's not that anyone was being unwelcoming at all. It's just that, you know, they're just wrapped up in their projects and stuff, and they want you to come over here and work on it with them.
So you've been here a few times. I mean, we've met you a number of times over at the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But it wasn't until you decided to come up outside of those events when that welcoming atmosphere really kind of hit home for you. Is that right?
Right. Well, I came for the Live for Your Die Fest that just ended. And what's interesting about that is that the general consensus around here is that it's not a great event, or at least I guess we all go to Pork Fest because we're getting to hang out with all of our friends. And I really like Live for Your Die. I like to see that they're reaching out into the community, and there was a lot of people there who weren't necessarily activists or even interested in politics, and we were able to reach out to some of them. And I also got to see a little bit more about agorism, and I've gone to different cities now. I've seen that there's different communities, and if you don't feel welcome in one area for some reason or another, if you don't feel like civil disobedience is your thing and maybe don't fit in Keene, there's all kinds of places that I didn't even know about because everybody was advertising Keene, but there's Manchester and Grafton and the Domes, and there's just a lot going on here.
Yeah, there are a lot of different communities, and certainly on Free Talk Live you'll hear more about Keene because that's where we live, but there are lots of different places for lots of different people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
go ahead, Brooke.
I'm stoked about it. So.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, simply because you're a fairly visible personality within the Liberty movement. I mean, not only an attractive young lady, but you've got your video blog that you're doing, and people are following you. And what's the best way for people to follow along with what Brooke is doing?
Well, I'm on Facebook, but I'm maxed out on friends. So if you send a friend request, put a note on it, talking about mention Free Talk Live so I know, or send me an email to get through. But I'm also at Simply Seeking Freedom. And, and you can look me up on Facebook by The Truth Fairy. So I go by The Truth Fairy. But you can also look me up on at simplyseekingfreedom.com, and then I'll take you to all of my stuff.
Okay, simplyseekingfreedom.com. Brooke Kelly making the move to New Hampshire.
Just so people would know why they would want to look you up, let's talk about some of your activism, some of the stuff that you're into. I know you've been at the last two G20 protests out there. Tell me some of the other things that you've done. How about the freedom rides and that sort of thing?
Well, I've been traveling around the country. Last year I traveled around and we filmed for different projects. I traveled with a partner, and we did a lot of street theater for that. And then this year I've been working on filming for Puzzled, which is a Liberty reality show, which is really good. It follows several different activists from all over the country doing different types of activism and which brings us to current because we've all sort of evolved out of this, you know, where I'm not just wanting to travel around and make a major stop out of everything, but it's like I really want to do activism that's hard-hitting and it's really going to send a message and not just be activism just for the sake of, you know, activism.
Well, that was going to be my next question was, I mean, Brooke, you like you said, you've been kind of traveling around New Hampshire a little bit, seeing some of the different areas and getting a taste of some of the different activism forms happening here. What is it you're most excited about doing up here in New Hampshire?
Meeting more new people. It was so awesome to Live for Your Die Fest. Like, all these getting to this, I just had just so much time to barely speak to so many unique personalities here. It's unbelievable. I'm excited about not having to hold my breath when I get pulled over by the cops. And, you know, here it's like we're protected. It's like anything that, I mean, and I know it's not the free state, like they say it's the free state, but we do have a certain element of more freedom here because everybody's got each other's back. It's the community. That's what sold me.
Yeah, that it makes a huge difference. In fact, tomorrow morning here in Keene, there are going to be multiple reasons for people to be in the local district court. I know that Meg and Wes are going to be arraigned, as I understand it, and this was for when they, as Rich Paul and I did, stood in front of the police cars here in Keene. That happened a couple months ago, and the arraignment hasn't even happened yet, so that's going down tomorrow morning. Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com has a parking ticket that he's going to be taking to trial tomorrow morning.
Parking ticket activism.
And, of course, Yadra was one of the two activists that was arrested over this long Labor Day weekend and has had to sit in jail throughout the entire weekend. He was arrested at a Keene checkpoint, a DUI checkpoint, not because he was drunk. In fact, when 280, one of the activists asked the cop if they'd arrested anybody who was drunk, they said, "Well, we've made arrests, but not for anybody who was drunk."
Yeah.
So
the drunk
trick. I don't think Yadra drinks. Does he even drink?
No. He totally doesn't. But he wouldn't give them. He wouldn't give them. I think his identification or something like that. So
was he the passenger?
I believe. I think it was the driver. I'm not positive on that. I don't know. The details are sketchy at this moment. But that's one thing that's for sure is that people are going to be pouring out their support tomorrow morning to show these people that they're not alone. And man, that makes a huge difference when the state is after you. I mean, they're still after you. They're still violent. They're still going to put people in cages. But it makes a difference when people are out there trying to help out. They're going to feed the cat or whatever at the house. That kind of thing. Just little things goes a long way.
Definitely. I've been arrested in Baton Rouge and New Orleans and, you know, Detroit, remote locations where there's no support or no strong support there. And it's a little bit of a scary deal. I mean, in comparison to this where it's, you know, everybody's there to help you. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, Brooke, that pretty much wraps it up for me. Mark, any other questions for Brooke?
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here, Brooke.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for making that decision, and I'm sure that your decision will hopefully influence others to make the right choice and get up here where you've actually got some like-minded, liberty-oriented friends, and the Native population in many cases is very liberty-oriented as well. I mean, really, I think we do have the best chance at liberty in our lifetimes right here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
and if it's the cold weather that's holding someone back, I'm challenging them because I am from the South. Like, I do nothing but Southern things. And
me too. And
same here.
For me,
Florida.
For me, I get cold easy, but for me, being around these amazing people is well worth it. And as we said, you know, there's always heat. And thank you for the call. I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. SimplySeekingFreedom.com, her website. Go check out Brooke. And Brooke, thanks again. We'll see you soon. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, the live Labor Day edition of the show. We'll be right back.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features there. They're totally free. Features, by the way, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. The yours, they're on the front page of the site. In fact, the last week's worth is on the front page, and then you click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006, courtesy of HostGator.
That's right, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. It's a little portal that we've created so that you can get your first month completely free of web hosting at HostGator.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website there with their free site builder tools, templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website or anything in between, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Okay, we're going to actually come back with more Brooke Kelly here because I blew it. I invited her on to talk about two things and completely spaced out on the second of the two because I was so excited about talking about her move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And, Brooke, you have signed and signed up for the Free State Project and indicated to them that you've made the move at this point, yes?
No, actually, I just told like two or three people the other day, but I hadn't officially announced it yet. So whoever's in charge of contacting people, he's in touch with me before I even really said anything. So I need to get back to him now that I've officially announced it.
Also, your cell phone signal's a little iffy. I don't know if you're outdoors at this point. You may want to get out there if possible to increase your signal. It's not terrible, but it's kind of questionable. So the other thing I wanted to have you on, and I realized this during the break, in fact, I think we both mentioned it on your Facebook at the same, pretty much the exact same time, was you've declared that the Ron Paul revolution is dead.
What does that mean?
Yeah, and obviously that's going to be a statement that a lot of people will be curious
about.
Some
people will consider them fighting words. What's that mean?
Well, it actually took me a while to get the courage to say this, but, you know, it's not just me and my friends who are saying this. I travel around the country. This is what I do for a living. So, I mean, I'm in every single major city, you know, as much as possible. And I hear people, I hear activists talking, and it's the general consensus. A lot of people are upset or, I guess, feel like they didn't get money's worth. For the whole Ron Paul thing. And I love Ron Paul. Like, don't get me wrong. I've been on radio. I've had his back, you know, in debate and stuff. I've come to bat for him. And he's a great person. I mean, I think he's doing a lot for the movement. But I also think that it's time that we realize that we need to stop trying to, like, beg for freedom, ask for freedom, hope for freedom, cross our fingers over it. No, we need to start living free. We need to stop asking permission, and we need to do this on our own. We need to be a movement that is that it's known for what it does, the ideas that it has, not for man in charge.
One of the things that I absolutely agree with you. One of the things I was most concerned about when it came to the Ron Paul revolution was that Ron Paul and the folks that supported him did such a great job of getting the word out. It was mostly the folks that supported him, a completely decentralized effort of spreading the word. Ernie Hancock, you know, and his buddies doing the Levolution thing, which really went big. Spreading the ideas of liberty, but as you're pointing out, focused around the one man. And you would hear people say things like, Ron Paul is our only hope.
Yeah.
Statements like
cult of personality, in a sense.
Yeah, statements like that, and knowing how third party campaigns have gone in the past. It was pretty easy to predict how Ron Paul's campaign was going to go, even though he was running as a Republican, and it went exactly in the direction.
Well, it went a heck of a lot better than most third party campaigns go.
No, I would agree with you there, but nonetheless, the only hope of Ron Paul did not succeed in that particular election, and so I felt like there was probably going to be a lot of burnout as a result of that. And is that what you've been seeing? Have you been seeing as you traveled around the country, people burned out, a little unsure of what to do?
Absolutely. I've seen activists become less active, and I've seen people completely drop out. The Ron meetups are way down. It's just like you said, Ian, it's not about, let's not try to restore the Republic. You know, I used to work with Restore the Republic. Let's not try that route again, because we continue to do that and do that. We see that it's not working. And so what's happening is, like, Campaign for Liberty, either, I hope to not say intentionally, but at least inadvertently, is coming behind a trail of activists who kind of don't know what to do. And we change has been a big help. That people are turning towards that. I just want these people out there to know that, like, maybe it wasn't the perfect campaign, but, I mean, Campaign for Liberty did do a lot, and now we just need to keep working. And
sure. And one of the weak points of what was going on with the Ron Paul Revolution is that if all you're looking to do as far as achieving liberty is concerned is to support a candidate in a federal government election, then there's really only one time per every 4 years that you can do anything
It's hard to keep your momentum
right,
going.
Toward advancing that. And so all these activists were looking to the Ron Paul campaign and so excited by it. And then when it was over, it was over. And then there's nothing else, on their plate, so to speak. You could mention his son, but he's not really a libertarian. So there's really nothing else on their plate that they could see. And they get bummed out. They get because the next thing that's going to come around is 2012, and will Ron Paul run? They don't even know. So there's nothing else to get them whipped up. Whereas here in New Hampshire, you've got all kinds of things happening all the time. Everything from social events that are well attended on a regular basis to people getting active in politics. Of course, media creation as you're doing with Puzzled, your show, and then also the civil disobedience aspect of things, and probably some other things I haven't thought of. There's constantly activism going on here in New Hampshire. So much activism that much of it is controversial even within the movement, and activists disagree with other activists as to what to do. There's just so much from which to choose that there's even controversy surrounding it. So I think that's one of the things that the Ron Paul, former Ron Paul supporters or current supporters should consider is the benefits of concentrating activism in one geographic location. That can really help with the burnout aspect, I think.
Absolutely. And what else we need to realize is that revolution, it means to turn in circles. And mm-hmm. I think we've all been so caught up in this that it's like because we're inside of it, we can't really step back to see. And now that I have stepped back and seen the machine from this vantage point, it actually looks a little bit silly to keep going around in circles.
Doesn't it, though? I happen to agree completely, and that's one of the reasons why when I came across the idea of peaceful evolution, I thought, wow, that's really exactly what we need to do. We need to evolve and not revolve. And I thought it seems so subtle to people, but to me, words mean a lot, and it's important to get your terminology correct. And I think a peaceful evolution is much better than any sort of revolution, whether violent or peaceful.
You know, and the one thing that the Ron Paul campaign showed me, and look, if Ron Paul runs again, he'll probably be the oldest guy running, but you know he can have some money from me because I think he did a great thing. If some other Liberty candidate that is of his caliber runs, they're going to get some money from me. I don't have a problem supporting candidates that I believe in this stuff, but it just seems so unlikely to me that the system, as it were, the people that really run the government will ever let somebody who truly believes in liberty take the big seat from them.
Brooke, we got another few seconds for your final thoughts, and then we're going to let you go because your cell phone's kind of iffy.
Once people are sick and tired of the hamster wheel that politics create, I think it's time for them to jump up to New Hampshire.
Awesome, and I agree completely. Thank you, Brooke. Great endorsement, by the way. Appreciate that. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We're here live as we are every single day during the week. Holiday schmoliday. Well, it's something I like to do. I just like to be here on holidays. I know that a lot of people are taking days off, especially in the radio business. I think that people still listen to the radio, especially on holidays. So you deserve live programming.
We're working on Labor Day. We're being exploited.
We're exploiting ourselves.
Apparently. You're exploiting me. Now get back to work.
All right. Tell me something, Mark. Something important.
Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. That's the company that, I don't know, partner company, parent company of GCN, our syndicate. And they have gold and silver coins over there that they buy and sell, actually. So any of these coins that you buy from them, they guarantee to buy them back. They're British sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, all kinds of gold and silver. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check out what I have picked out as offerings there. I think these are good choices for people who don't know a great deal about gold and silver. They're not looking to buy collector's coins or anything like that. And I felt that that's what all these gold companies were trying to get me to do, is buy collector coins. And I just wanted some gold and silver. These coins are common. You can price check them against other companies. And in the process of buying them, not only are you helping Free Talk Live and the syndicate that brings you Free Talk Live, but you're helping yourself by getting gold and silver. if you are one of those that isn't very good about putting money away, they have a layaway program. You can pay on a weekly or biweekly basis when you get your check, and you'll be putting money away better than putting it in a bank account, and you'll be buying something. You'll be able to get it tangibly sent to you when you're done. You should order packs of 20 because that's the way to go about it. With shipping, it makes it more makes more sense. The shipping there is the same for one as it is for 20. So order in sets of 20. Call this number if you want to do the layaway program. It's 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. And go to gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. So we will take your calls about anything. You dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. So last week at about this time, we were talking about the Burning Man Festival. It had just kicked off at this time last week, and thousands of people were expected to travel from all across the country in order to attend this, and I think it was the 20-plus-something Burning Man that started back in the mid-1980s and has become an incredibly popular event with well over 40,000 people, all over like 48, 47,000 people attending last year. It's been hovering at around that many for the last few years, and it's just an incredible experience from what I understand. I've never been. I would like to go at some point, just wasn't able to really make it happen this year. But what we'd reported on last week was this, I think it was an AP story that was talking about one of the barristers, the Burning Man barristers out there, or the Burner barristers, as they call themselves, Burners, who was reporting that essentially Burning Man has become a police state in his view, with horrible things going on, like undercover female officers basically approaching men, asking them for drugs, and then having those guys arrested, dogs being run through campsites, sniffing out campsites, things like that. Just horrible stuff. And so we've yet to hear from anybody who's returning from Burning Man, because I think yesterday was the day when folks had to leave. So people are likely traveling back home across the country from whence they come. And traveling back, and so hopefully we'll hear back. I know that we had at least one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers out there, and so it should be interesting to hear when we finally get a report as to what was it true what that lawyer was saying? Are things really as bad as they made it sound in that article, or was it really minimal? Was there an oppressive police presence with men with uniforms, badges, and dark sunglasses menacing people on a regular basis, or was it overblown? We'll find that out, but here's a little bit of fun from the folks over at The Onion. And this is a few years old, this story, but it's great. The stereotypes are a lot of fun. No one makes it to Burning Man Festival from 2003. The Burning Man Festival, a prominent artistic and countercultural event that draws tens of thousands of people to the Nevada desert annually, is in danger of cancellation this week because no one had their S together enough to even make it, said organizers on Tuesday. Jesus Christ, this is pathetic, said event coordinator Ethan Moon as he angrily gestured toward the empty Black Rock Desert Basin expanse known as the Playa. We've been promoting this thing all year. You can't start panhandling quarters for gas the week before the festival and expect to make it here in time, man. Moon listed some of the most common no-show excuses, among them oversleeping, forgetting to request time off from work, faulty van borrowing arrangements, a shortage of ochre body paint, and the last-minute realization that transportation to the Burning Man Festival requires money. As of a few weeks ago, or even a few days ago, there were 30,000 people who honestly planned on coming, Moon said. In every case, however, there were, well, you know, as happened. Although Burning Man festivals have had no-shows in the past, Moon says he's never witnessed absenteeism on this level. He said, you have to figure out a way to get here, stock up on water and extra clothing for the cold nights, and make sure you've got adequate shelter, said Moon. Apparently, the advanced planning it takes to arrange those three basic things was more than anyone could handle. Sorry to be on this uptight trip, but check out the Playa. Not a single nude dude in a homemade papier-mâché tribal mask, as far as the eye can see. Although Burning Man is billed on its website as a temporary community dedicated to radical self-expression and radical self-reliance, it became evident that the no-shows were more capable of the former than they were of the latter. Los Angeles silkscreen artist Goldie Trawartha was among the tens of thousands of Burning Man devotees who stayed home this year. She said, yeah, I was supposed to go with Ari and Shell, but they couldn't score ecstasy in time for the trip, and I forgot my bartering beads at my friend's Marnie's place in Los Feliz. Oh, and I forgot to get a dog sitter. added Trevortha, Shell made this great suit out of old stuffed monkey pelts and duct tape, and he was going to hop up and down on this old trampoline he found. But his ex, Nikki, made him babysit their daughter, Gaia, while she headed out to Big Sur for a few days. I love Nikki, but sometimes she can be real flaky. Chaz Bulliard, a University of Vermont undergraduate and veteran mud person, had multiple...
What is a mud person?
I don't know. If you know, let us know. 800-259-9231. Had multiple excuses.
Too far out of the loop.
Yeah, for his failure to attend the Burning Man Festival. Bulliard said, I totally spaced that August is 8, and I wrote down 9 in my sketchbook. Oh, and I got evicted. Yeah, effin' DYI up and ditches me, right? And I'm stuck, or Dill up and ditches me, and I'm stuck going 700 because he wasn't on the lease. Bullard added that he contracted hepatitis from his ex-roommate's tacos. Moon said he's received apologetic phone calls from a squadron of recumbent bicyclists lost somewhere in southern Nebraska, a Kentucky artist whose pet python was too car sick to continue the journey, and a group of Germans who uncovered a fatal structural flaw in their Freak Harnesses art installation at the last minute. Hippies were not the only counterculture group to dismiss the Burning Man Festival. Portland-area Linux user and self-described cyber-conceptualist Free Lance Cagle explained his absence in an instant message from his studio. I was organizing this boss techno-art project called Off the Grid, Cagle wrote. We were going to set up computer terminals in various parts of the playa and have people use them. Then we'd feed the binary data from those terminals into this fractals program that Ricky wrote. Those fractals would be sent on the fly to a group of exiled Buddhist monks I befriended online. The monks would transform the fractals into a temporal sand painting, what? The making of which we would webcast live to everyone on the playa. Added Cagle, but I had to stop working on the monk thing to finish up this Pan's Country Crafts website I'm working on. I really need the money. While most absences were accidental, a few were not. Doug Crazy Root Piecraft, a former Smoothie Stand employee, has a history of missing countercultural events. He says, I thought about going, but then I decided I don't need some dudes pushing their rules down my throat, Piecraft said. That's the problem with these things. They're so nonconformist. How come you gotta obey some fascist wearing a lanyard just to use the port-a-john? Same reason I refused to go to the Church of the Subgenius X Day back in 98. Hell, I ditched the very first Lollapalooza 1 hour in. As a cloud of sand whipped across the desolate playa, Moon could only shake his head. Although the week-long festival traditionally culminates in the lighting of the Burning Man, a 50-tall wooden structure strapped with fireworks and other incendiaries, Moon wondered aloud whether he and the handful of other staffers should even bother. He said, I guess we could burn what we've built, but it would just feel anticlimactic with no one around to watch. You gotta look at the bigger picture here, folks. You shouldn't think of Burning Man as a burden. Burning Man is about being part of a community. Unfortunately, it's a community of people who can't get up before 1 p.m. More coming up. 800-259-9231.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own. Any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026. So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you'd like to support the show, we've got different ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just get your shopping done as you normally would through Amazon. You're just entering through our portal, which essentially marks you as being sent by us, and therefore Amazon will send us a portion of the profits. So it's the same great Amazon with the same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Tremendous amount of products that you can buy, even used versions of many of them. Go through amazon.freetalklive.com when you need to get your shopping done. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here on this live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live, here to, again, take your phone calls about anything. But since we just finished making fun of some of the stereotypes that might be heading to Burning Man with the Onion's excellent article.
Heading back from Burning Man at this point,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, they actually did go to Burning Man. The Onion, by the way, is a satirical newspaper. You can't believe anything that you read in it. But, yeah, I imagine the turnout was spectacular. It certainly looked like a lot of fun was being had from the webcam shots that I saw earlier in the week. And so since we're making a little bit of fun, let's talk seriously about some of the issues that might some of the burners might find very interesting. And here's one of them. Two new scientific studies reveal hallucinogens are good for your mental health. This from...
Oh, boy.
io9.com. LSD and ketamine, which is a horse tranquilizer, two powerful hallucinogens, are also potential cures for depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and anxiety. Two studies published this week in Science and Nature confirm.
If you know somebody who has obsessive compulsive disorder and or anxiety, please don't just go ahead and treat them without their knowledge, all right?
It's probably a bad idea.
It's a really bad idea.
Confirm that hallucinogenic drugs stimulate healthy brain activity, even promoting the growth of neurons. In the study in Science released last week, focused entirely on the drug ketamine, used frequently as an animal sedative. Ketamine can also
I've
be
heard
used
of ketamine, but...
I've never tried it.
It's not, nor have I. It's not something that's commonly available.
if you're a veterinarian, it's pretty available.
I understand, but you're not going to go to your drug dealer and get some ketamine.
It's not something I've ever come across. However, it's around. I'm sure if you wanted to ascertain how to get it, you probably could.
Just somebody will mislabel something and give it to you as ketamine.
There is that possibility as well, thanks to the black market. Ketamine can be used to sedate humans and is also taken recreationally because of its hallucinogenic and euphoric effects. Molecular psychiatrist Nangxin Li and colleagues dosed rats with modest amounts of ketamine and observed that the drug boosted signaling between neurons in the brain and even led to healthy growth of synapses. Chronic depression can be linked to inhibited synaptic growth. Ultimately, they concluded that ketamine might be useful in treating depression because it increases brain activity instantly, so there's no need to wait weeks or months for the drug to take effect. In the journal Nature Reviews Neuroscience, Franz Wollenwieder and Michael Komper gave a broad overview of research into hallucinogens over the past half century. They gathered together research from hundreds of studies on how hallucinogens like LSD, psilocybin, and ketamine affect the brains of healthy people, as well as people suffering from depression and other disorders. Like Lee and his colleagues, they found that countless studies show that hallucinogens promote healthy neural activity in the brain. The researchers also created a chart to show what test subject states of mind are, according to studies, when under the influence of various substances. And then they get into a lot more kind of science-y discussion.
We don't want any of that science-y discussion.
There are full papers available of this at both nature.com and sciencemag.com. Clinical findings and current understanding of the mechanisms of action of classical hallucinogens and dissociative anesthetics converge on the idea that psychedelics might be useful in the treatment of major depression, anxiety orders, and OCD. And that was part of their conclusion.
You know, the things that I can't say that I've never done hallucinogens. I certainly have. But I found that in too high a dose that they were, meaning that like one hit, those kind of things, I found them to be something that would cause me to be paranoid. I found them, you know, to have that kind of reaction for me. And so the problem with the drug war is people who might have these conditions that could be helped aren't able to do so under the care of a doctor because that doctor puts their license on the line. There's a lot of fear involved. Yeah, these things really could help somebody, especially in some kind of clinical environment where, they would feel more safe or something like that. So, I'm kind of torn on it. I'm not a big fan of hallucinogens just because I've had such bad experience with certain ones of them. It probably wasn't the best environment to be taking them, you know, like.
Set and setting is a very important thing. In fact, we talked on a Saturday program about MDMA, and I think this was the Saturday you were not here. We talked about MDMA and how a recent study that was actually approved by the FDA back in the early part of this decade, which has finally been completed, showed without a shadow of a doubt that MDMA, when used in a psychological kind of surrounding, a circumstance where you've got a psychologist and it's being administered to you and they're doing their psychology thing with you, that in two administrations of this drug, MDMA, commonly known on the street as ecstasy, these people had cured their PTSD.
Yeah.
Cured it.
High-level PTSD. This wasn't just somebody complaining. These were people that had this, that reported this for years.
Right. And these are people who are using
it. Rape victims. These are former soldiers, yeah. Things like that.
These are people who are using it under circumstances that were okay, right? Like, it had been approved by the FDA. All of the authorities had given their stamp of approval for this one, so there shouldn't have been any sort of paranoia factor.
But it's incredibly difficult to get that stamp of approval.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it took them a decade.
The last thing that the Office of Drug Control Policy, ONVCP, whatever it is, the last thing they want you to do, the last thing the DEA wants you to find out is that these drugs might actually be helpful for people in some way.
Yeah.
They want to vilify them. They want to turn them into monstrous things.
Well, then they'd have to admit they were wrong for all those years, and that what they did to people was inappropriate.
It's ludicrous because heroin, which is a terrible, going to have terrible consequences for people, is essentially the same thing as all kinds of other opiates out there that people use to treat pain. These things are great in their proper usage. They are terrible when they are improperly used.
Right, it's legal when they call it morphine and sell it through the prescription process. And similarly, other drugs are available in legal forms as well. I mean, methamphetamine, meth, crystal meth, that's available legally. I think it's called Dixoxin. So it's manufactured in a laboratory environment. It's manufactured safely.
Apparently, people that are, you know, have hyperactive or ADD or whatever, they can take this and finally concentrate.
What, meth?
Yeah, that's
or
my
speed.
Thing.
Some kind of Adderall. Yeah.
I don't know it all, right?
Yeah, I've heard good things about the
Should be taking your medical advice from me on Free Talk Live.
Certainly not. You certainly shouldn't. And this is, again, a very initial article here about or these studies that are being published in Science and the Nature Reviews Neuroscience Journals. You know, they're very preliminary, right? I mean, these are scientists saying, okay, well, from what we've seen in these animal tests, these drugs may actually have the chance of helping people with their, you know, solving depression and OCD and other problems, anxiety as well. I mean, this could make a big difference. But it's like you say, Mark, they're not allowed to study these things. So any studies that have to go on here have to be done in another country, or they have to be done surreptitiously. They have to be done quietly. And there are many psychologists that have done that for a while with MDMA, just doing private testing with people. Or maybe psychiatrist is the word I'm looking for. I apologize.
Psychiatrist
prescribe medication. So these things have been going on, and to some extent there's a portion of the medical community that understands that there's a real possibility here with these what are considered to be illegal drugs right now. And if only folks were able to study these things, if only they weren't illegal and they could run as many studies as they wanted to on them in whatever circumstances, and we really could find out what kind of an effect these drugs have on people beyond just having to rely on the case studies that are posted over at Arrowhead about people's trip experiences.
You know, and I can totally see why parents do not want their kids to do these drugs. I can tell you I don't want my kid to do these drugs. However, when you look at them from sort of a societal standpoint, how many people are you hearing about breaking into people's houses or robbing liquor stores over acid, LSD, or whatever, ketamine, these kind of things.
You don't really hear about that.
You don't hear about that. That's because this isn't done commonly, and the people who do it aren't going to do that. They're going to go out and, let's watch the sunset and see if we can disperse some clouds over the beach or whatever it is that they're trying to do, but they're not harming people. I wouldn't want them to drive, but...
Yeah, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So hopefully science will learn more about these substances over the years, because there have been a lot of really intelligent people that have had some really interesting things to say about them, again, on kind of a case study basis. And now science is starting to unwrap the layers of mystery that surround them. More coming up. Hour 2 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.